represent Lions.
Thought you were a defense attorney.
I'm a defense attorney, but I will not represent a liar. I don't care what you're charged with if you're a liar, though. And you lie to your lawyers.
Anyway, they showed him leaving the courthouse, you know, and they blocked all the traffic on a freeway and all this.
We're up and ready.
And nobody stops the traffic when I go to the airport.
Really?
It's not fair.
Really, yeah. What a circus.
And that's all it'll turn out to be, I think. Do you want to be in charge today?
I will let you do it.
Make the extra money?
Yeah, right.
I get involved when it's time to review.
Question for you. Fuel selector valve. Of course, it's a Piper, but it's probably the same as Bonanza, I would guess, because you control.
No, they're different.
But they're different. It's dripping. It's leaking. So I got it shut off now. I know. It was pretty bad, too. When we went over to pick up the plane, and there's some blue on the bottom, so we told hell to fix it. Oh, yeah, it's fixed. Well, it's not fixed. So I got it shut off now. Looking at it, it's just an old
part.
Yeah, we're live. If we can start, that would be great.
You have to, because there's 90 gallons of fuel in that plane right now.
We're on, guys.
Well, then that's the problem. You may have to defuel it. Or else some airplanes, and I've done it with some, depends on where the connections are. If you're fast, you get some plugs. And you.
Oh, and just plug them up. Okay. Well, there's not a lot of room. I took a lot of cover.
Well, if you've got a problem, you can't get access to it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've done that where you unscrewed a fuel line and
just
put a plug in.
Like
it's probably an AN.
Like a Volkswagen, like sick of pencil.
Plug. No, they have plugs.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ralph.
Put a plug in.
Could you call the meeting to order? We've been live for like 5 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There's your gavel.
Light on me and you're talking on
that. Yeah, that means it's live all the time. There's a switch underneath or something. You can turn it so it's only live. Which is the way out
there.
Okay, we're going to call the meeting of the airport.
I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Newport Airport Committee to order. And we'll start down the agenda. And first thing is a roll call, and we'll go left to right. So.
Cynthia Jacoby, Newport City Council liaison to the committee.
Mark Watkins from Newport.
Doug Lystra.
Ralph Busby.
Susan Pater.
Lance Vanderbeck.
Okay, and Dan McCray and Jeff Bertolite are absent. And they're both on their way to Newport at this point, but they're not going to make it, I don't believe. So we'll go ahead. The next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Do we have minutes to approve this week?
No. The lady who was going to be doing the minutes has resigned her position with the city, so administration is looking for a person to be able to get those minutes caught up.
Okay, so we will not approve the minutes. Okay, the next thing is discussion items, and the first thing is the update of the lease language, and David Allen was here, and he disappeared, and I think he wanted to talk about that, so I assume he's going to be back in a minute. So why don't we go on to item 4.B, which is Airport Committee applicant Jim Sievers, who's here with us. Go ahead, Lance.
All right, so moving to item 4B, Jim Sievers Airport Committee application. Background information, he is self-employed and commercial fisherman. So if Mr. Severs would like to come up to the podium there and he can answer any questions from the committee members.
Does anyone have any questions for Jim before we get started?
I don't have any questions.
Anyway, I've known Jim for a while now, and I want to just say thank you for your application and for your interest in the airport. You have a vested interest. Jim's got a new airplane on the field. He's out at the barbecue. He's investing in hangars. So I just want to say thank you for your interest in the airport and being a part of our airport that we love so much. And I think Jim would make a wonderful, wonderful council member to this advisory committee.
Probably Ralph moving around in
his
chair.
Is Ralph in panic?
it reaches out to the police. That's why we were trying to find out what happened.
Oh goodness.
I didn't even know we had one.
I didn't either.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
That's the mayor's panic button.
Probably, yeah.
Well, if I were Dean, I guess I'd have one too. But anyway.
I'd like to ask Mr. Severs, we've got as the top of our goals for many years, getting commercial air service back to Newport. And I just wondered if you've got some thoughts about how we might accomplish that you might share with the airport committee.
Not yet. Is this on? I don't know if this works.
You got to push and hold the button, Jim.
Oh, push and hold it.
You got to push and hold it while you're talking.
Oh, okay. Not yet. I don't know enough about it to know exactly. I've over the years, I've watched, you know, businesses come and go, whether they're subsidized or not. And as far as the traffic out of here, it's going to be challenging. I'm hoping someday it does get done, but it's going to be challenging at any rate.
Thanks.
Hey, anybody else got questions? I'd just like to say I've known Jim for a while, and I think he'd be an excellent addition to the committee. He has an excellent background. He knows about Newport. He knows about business in Newport. He understands the airport. And, of course, the number one criteria for being on the airport advisory committee is someone that's able to give advice, and I think he's quite capable of doing that.
Agreed.
I have a question. One of the city goals is to make the airport less reliant on the city general fund every year. And I know you've been on the budget committee in the past here too. It's been a while ago, but do you have any ideas on how to do that? Any kind of commercial enterprise you think might be a good link with the airport?
I haven't given that much thought. So at this point, I can't offer anything constructive.
Jim, would you like to make any other further statement before we take a vote on nominating you to the committee?
No, I you know, gave the information there, and one of the things was, you know, can you be available to come to the meetings? And I was visiting family in California, and I said, I got to get back to this meeting. If I don't make this meeting, you know, they'll say, well, he can't make the meeting, so. You know, how's he going to say he's going to make these meetings? So I got back here for this for sure. You know, I think it's well worthwhile. I think it'll be an interesting venture. Well, I guess I look out there at things like the maintenance. You know, I'd like to have some input on maintaining, even, you know, discussing getting commercial traffic in. I think that would be maybe a bit of a pipe dream at this point, but I'd like to keep going that direction, keep thinking about it, keep looking at things like that anyway.
Right.
But now that I got my plane out there, you know, I just like to be able to not, you know, if there's decisions to be made, I'd like to be involved in them. I'd, rather than being told what to do, I'd like to have a say in it. And I guess that's the main reason I wanted, I'd like to get on the committee.
Okay.
Hey, anyone like to make the nomination?
I'd like to make a motion that we accept.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Jim, you've been nominated. It has to go through the council for approval.
Thank you for your consideration.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, we're going to back up now to item 4A. David's back, and that's the staff report on the lease update.
Mark, I got that other issue resolved. I'll talk to you after the meeting.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead, David. Tell us the changes you made to the lease.
So this is something that Ralph and Lance and I went over. This was about, looks like several weeks ago. It could have been last month because I wasn't at the last meeting, so it got sent put over to this meeting. So what we've done, and Ralph is familiar with the language as well as Lance, and it actually is something that I forwarded onto the airport committee a number of weeks ago. There were some issues as far as when someone, one of the hangar lease owners would sell it, and then it has to go to the council for that approval. And then once that occurs, you enter into a new lease agreement, or the person that purchased the hangar enters into a new lease agreement. There was some language in the lease that's been utilized for a number of years that I believe was not clearly articulated as far as, you know, how that process moves forward. In the past, staff basically, from what I understand, would just provide someone with a new 15-year lease term if they bought the hangar. At least that's what I saw happening. Or when Peggy was here, she pretty much handled a lot of the formalities. When I got on board a few years ago, and this started coming you know, in front of me as far as review, I didn't see that language in there, and I actually, it appeared to me that it needed to actually continue on as the continuation of that lease term, and if someone bought a hangar, they can then get another extension and then probably enter into a new lease agreement. There was an issue about a month ago. One of the hangar lease owners actually sold it to someone who was under the impression that it was going to be a new 15-year lease term. Apparently, we had already done that. You know, it just was fell through the cracks with Jim, actually, when he bought one previously. I think it was late last year. So in all fairness, we basically provided with the purchaser of that new hangar with a new 15-year lease term. And in looking at the issue and talking with staff, I didn't really see a reason why we couldn't do that. And in light of that, I just feel like let's just get the language clearly stated in the agreement or in the lease agreement to make it clear so there's no confusion moving forward in case I'm not here or there's new staff and, you know, these things keep on coming up before the council as far as sale and purchase and renewals. So you'll see in, I'm not sure what's in the council, in the airport committee packet, but there's the email and also I provided a update on the lease template. And you would look at it, section 11, and section 11.1, I've added just very straight, it's very minor language, real straightforward, but it does provide the clarity that I think, and I think Ralph and Lance agreed for moving forward with new lease agreements. So that's really all it's about. If you think it's good language and you wanna make a recommendation, we'll just add it to the template, and then whenever there's another sale and purchase moving forward, we'll just have that as part of our template, and then when the council approves the leases, it'll be there, and we won't have to worry about this issue again.
And I would just like Mr. Allen to know that they did receive a template from the June 2023,
Yeah.
So they do have that in there
okay.
for review.
Okay, so you'll see that underlined in track changes, and, you know, again, this is a recommendation. I'll take it before the council. I think the next meeting I'll just put on as a really quick agenda item. They can approve the language as part of the template. And then, in fact, we had a couple sales at the last meeting. Jim, I think you were involved a couple of those. And what I think is we had the old template in front of the council, so it didn't have this language, even though I brought it to the council's attention at the last meeting. So what I'm going to probably do is let's hold off on entering into the agreements with Jim, or I mean with the new with the new purchaser. I think Jim, you sold. Jim sold both. Were there two hangars that he sold?
CN and CS. It's one structure, but it's broken into two. And I believe it was with Anderson Building Company.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and hold off and use the new lease template with that sale from 2 weeks ago. So we're basically moving forward from this point on. And, you know, we'll just delay it for a week. So I'll have this on the council agenda, and then we can enter into those lease agreements from a couple weeks ago. And any future hangar leases, sales, whatever you want to call it, that come before the airport committee and the council, we'll just use this template. And there's a lot more changes to come, because Ralph and I and Lance, Ralph took it upon himself to kind of be the liaison. He's a former council member, very involved with these issues. So we're going to try and meet periodically, and we still have to finish our review of the airport rules and regulations, which has been a long time coming. And there's some language that I still want to take a look at that Ralph's brought to my attention regarding insurance requirements. We're still checking into that. But for now, let's just get this in place, because this seemed to have been a kind of a critical issue with some of the recent sales.
Okay. Does anybody have any comments? Anybody want to make a motion to approve the changes as presented today?
I'll move that the changes be approved as suggested.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, Dan. Who seconded it? I didn't.
And Cynthia, we'll have this on the council agenda, just as a quick agenda item. So it's basically what I'm going to say, what I just said now, I'll say it again at the council meeting.
David, have you had any more input on the insurance from anybody?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we were going to check with CIS, our insurer, which we had that back and forth. And I think Lance might have an update. Maybe we can go over that when we meet again. He has some additional information that he wants to share with you that kind of may provide some more clarity on that. But let's try and set up a meeting. In fact, I'm getting a little off topic, but I'll send you an email along to Lance. Maybe we can try and schedule a meeting later this month. Or early night, maybe vacation schedules?
Well, I might be out of town for a couple weeks.
Well, why don't you send me when you're going to be in town this month and next month, and then we'll work around your schedule.
Well,
and
anytime after, say, the 15th of July is fine.
Is good? Okay, so we'll probably meet late July then, perhaps, and go through some of the stuff. So in any event, thanks again, Ralph, and everyone else. We want to get this resolved and not let this hang anymore, because it has been, as Mark said, a number of years. In fact, when I was on the council, we were talking about this, so...
Thank you, David.
Okay, we'll go on to the operations report. Lance is trying to be the city recorder and the airport director all at the same time.
My apologies. Well, I was just told 5 minutes before we started this that I had to click on these things to separate them through the... So I'm making sure that I'm doing that. All right. Anyways, next item is the operations report 5A. Not a lot of substance in that report due to budgeting, but there was a lot of action items and information requests from the budget committee that I did include in the packet that are on the operations report to the back. They asked about funding for obnoxious weeds, creating landing fees for FedEx, landing fees for all aircraft utilizing airports or the airport. The use of the bill funding for the T hangars, and then they asked for information about fuel, steps to plan reduce the subsidy for the airport for the future, the car rental revenues, the impact of the airport being downgraded by the FAA, which we had discussed at a previous meeting, how the square footage is calculated for the land, and all of those are separated out into the individual questions, which was presented to the budget committee. If there's any that you guys would like to have any further conversations on.
I think you did a satisfactory job of responding to the questions. Most of them were repetitive from year to year, not well, at least 50% of them. And we got to keep getting the information out there, how things work and what we can do and what we can't do. And that's somewhat of an onus on us to make that happen. But counselors forget from year to year what things are or the way things work. But I think you did a satisfactory job in the responses. So I don't think we need to go over each and every one of them.
Sure. They're just there for your guys' quick reference. It wasn't a, you know, there was a few in there. But anyways, moving on, the FAA did finally approve the change order for the stormwater rehab, and that's going to be a huge change order going from epoxy to the Weco seals. They're only going to be able to do the south Weco seals for the south pipe. The north pipe will have to be under its own AIP grant, which is still on the FAA radar, but that was like a $1 million change order, which we'll have to go through council approval.
The south was the worst one of them anyway, isn't it, Lance?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So at least one of the pipes will be completely done. I had Nikolai from Michaels come out and he revisited the site. They have everything on order, so hopefully they'll be doing that starting mid-July, is my understanding. So that's good news. DBT came out and they installed the new radios for the AWAS. So we were losing signal, periodic transmission out. And so they replaced it. And I guess, you know, there's a radio at the AWAS unit itself and then one upstairs in the FBO. And so they swapped both those out and are now within the tolerance for frequency and all that other stuff, which is good. Submitted the quarterly DMR report for DEQ for the stormwater sampling. So that was done. And then I participated in various events with the Sister City from Mombetsu delegation that came, and that was very fun. I will tell a little story about the evening, the last dinner they had up at the Hill Buffet, and I took my daughter Charlotte. And Charlotte thought it was funny to use the paper straw to spit at Mayor Sawyer. So there was some comedy down at our end of the table. but overall, wonderful events. The delegation, very awesome people. And I do appreciate the ability to participate in that. So just moving on for the how we ended for the month of May. We had 583 aircraft operations, did a total of 7,408 gallons of fuel, and that brings us up to 74,708 gallons on the year. The Jet A is up at 65,399, Avgas is at 9,369, then the average per landing is at 27.6. Rental cars, there was 41 rental cars that went out for May, and there was 27 of the crew cars that went out. A couple behind on the rentals and just a little bit behind for the crew cars, but the pilots are enjoying our newer addition for the crew car. That's been a blessing for the airport. Mm-hmm. And then I did provide the information for the surrounding fuel prices, 60-mile catchment for Jet A and the 55-mile catchment for Avgas, along with some pictures that of the month of May of some of the interesting stuff that came in. And then, of course, after that was the hidden wish list items. So that's all.
What's
I got.
What's the latest status on the new fuel contract and the
truck,
new fuel monitor system, et cetera, and Avgas?
That's been approved by council. It's been signed off by Alan. It's down in administration office, just waiting for the final signature. So I have told Mark Myers, our rep, that. So we're just waiting on that final signature. So.
Okay, and that includes the new fuel, whatever you call it.
Yeah, the new FMU.
Yeah, they have fuel management unit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so what's the... Was the truck included or not included in the final version?
The truck was the new, a newer AV or jet truck was not. Is that what you're talking about, the jet truck or the AV truck?
Well, why don't you give us an update on it, all of them?
Okay, so the jet truck is kind of an up in the air at this moment in time, depending on it's roughly the same cost to buy one out and ship it here as it is to lease it monthly and ship it here. So that's something that I think that administration is leaning towards, more so purchasing one outright, which we wouldn't want to have that included in the lease because the lease is pretty astronomical for those on the monthly basis. They are going to give us the title for the other AV truck, which once they do that for the old Ford AV truck, then we'll be able to sell that, and hopefully we'll be using that money to build the pedestal part for the FMU if needed.
And we still own one truck, right?
Yes, we still currently do own the 3,000 gallon Jet A refueler, and we are still leasing the one AV truck at, I think, $1 a year. So,
okay, because some people, I think, saw that and got confused, thought there was only one of them.
That's what So,
all right, and how about fixing the paint on the tank and et cetera? Anything?
Well, I did reach out to Eagle Tank because that's their product. I talked with a gentleman named Brandon, and I took a bunch of pictures and sent it over to Brandon. He shows in their records that they did come out and try to do some painting, but now they're trying to determine the process of how that tank was built to see if there was any type of defect with the paint itself, and then he'll get back to me about if it was what options we have moving forward.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
I don't have anything else, no.
Okay. Does committee have anything?
Well, so how are the mowers working? Blackberries are getting huge along the fence. Any plan for those?
The mowers are working fine. Just haven't had staff yet to get out to the along the fence lines, I should say. I know I've been hitting the field periodically, and AJ's been trying to keep up around the lights and the cones and the signs, but it's coming. Just it's the round robin of trying to get to it between everything else.
Scotch broom's almost ready for harvest.
Yeah, I see that.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll sell you some for cheap.
Well, maybe it'll be worth something someday. You never know. Anyway, anybody got any other comments? Any comments from the public? I guess as of this meeting, Jim, you're still the public. Next meeting, you will not be the public. Okay.
Ralph, I just want to say thanks again for chairing the meeting when Jeff is out, so thank you.
Yeah, I'm
you get a raise.
Yeah, I get a bonus for this. Anyway, thank you, everybody, and meeting's adjourned.
Perfect.
Thank you. Woo.
I think that's a record. I think that's a record.
A lot of stuff to go over. Why do I start reading all this stuff?
Jeff may have a strong pass.
I like your style.
You want to go put your scaffold together?